ago, they got me that. Like, I had to walk me out to Shab again to get called missing. Yeah. Let's go. Check it. I'm so low key, like I spit in baritone. I'm 5'4", but my money very long. Get money fast, I ain't never in a hurry. And I had to lead a bull like Eddie Curry. Cause it's what you all been waiting for, ain't it? For me to destroy this beat for your entertainment. My flow paint pictures, you was gon' hand paint it. Mad my money stacked higher than the plane, yeah. I've been this ill, yep, I came sick. I'm sitting at the tip top, yep, I claim this. Fam dot is the best, y'all said it. Got money on my mind, so yeah, I'm bald headed. Got bills, not the ones that's past due. Crazy on the beat, cuckoo, nuts, cashew. It's a photo shoot, just the way I flash, dude. My flow nasty, make you upset like bad news. Can't walk in my path.
Yeah, cause this that get rich forever. I put that on my mama. This is me and my niggas running the game for the summer. I'm a ball out on this. And I been tired of the bleachers. They say the meek gon' get it all. I might grab me and your Nika. This that get rich forever. I put that on my mama. This is me and my niggas running the game for the summer. I'm a ball out on this. And I been tired of the bleachers. They say the meek gon' get it all. I might grab me and your Nika. I said, oh, mommy, oh, Gotti. Oh, no, you want no grobby. Keep the peace like I'm Gotti. You get these hands like a molly. If you dare touch a squatty. Young had the balls. Pokemon with the fade. And you gon' catch them all. You been average. Me and Mr. Matthews, my nigga been savage. My nigga, my Topanga the baddest. You special land when it's time to get paid. It's all delayed. I'm special land when it comes to the cake. I got it made. I'm with 9-9 on the 9-4. Going 9-9 with like 5 dimes. 50 cent, I bust like 9 times. I guess it's just get rich or die trying. What you know about a fine dime? Trying to find dime. Riding around in the 9-5 with a girl, hair puffy, no coats, trying to feed me one tub. Got the illest alive, realest nigga alive. Going so nuts, CDO, nuts like they dealing. Just that get rich forever. I put that on my mama. This is me and my niggas running the game for the summer. I'm a ball out on the ends. I've been tired of the bleachers. They say the meek gon' get it all. I might grab me and no Nika. This that get rich forever. I put that on my mama. This is me and my niggas running the game for the summer. I'm a ball out on the ends. I've been tired of the bleachers. They say the meek gon' get it all. I might grab me and no Nika.
This that get rich forever. This that. Yeah. This that get rich forever. Yeah.
Bounce.
Hey. Let it breathe, like. Let it breathe, like. Wait. Look. Yo.
I told him. Della Creme is back. In a DBM snap. In a Brem is back. I say your man is back. Just to get your female love. She a cheetah girl like 2/3 of the 3L dub. And I'm still getting rich with Darius in the front of the 94 like a 21-year-old Aquarius. On God, take his ears off if he ain't fearing this. Might go Freddy if he ain't scared of us. King Dilla. King Gang said I gotta maintain with all my niggas. I done created a lane with all my niggas. Fly here talking about stains with all my niggas. Ain't nothing changed but change for all my niggas. It's a gang, gotta maintain with all my niggas. I done created a lane with all my niggas. Still here talking about stains with all my niggas. Either you up in the way or you with us, we did this on our own. Yeah. We did this on our own. Look, she go down like a Southern American from Georgia. Speaking of dome, just got a Caesar cut. Speaking of Rome, they killing niggas like the Coliseum. Speaking of home, shot niggas fit gospel. Y'all better abide by the scripture. Flow deadly, something like a drive-by. Hit you in the nigga that you, we can go bye-bye with you. Claim that you ballin', but you more like Della Dove. That with a chick who like Maria Sharapova. Cause to kneel in love is the same thing to her. But she's all up on her knees like she's praying to us. But she done her knees hurt like she's praying too much. And I don't trust them little niggas. I'm not saying
team too much dealer. Fam dealer, that looking talk reckless, you get slapped silly. Yeah. Five fingers to your face, to your whole squad. So that mean you and anyone who came with you. On God, look, I'm Clark Kent out of Castle, my Harvey Dent and me Two-Face. Jesus with the gospel, get rich to your apostles. Work them out like this playo, hot like Pico de Gallo. With a shorty who 2-5, the Cinco de Mayo. Little homie got 2-9, he doubled the Rondo. Can I take your order? Get on beats and I serve them. Wimbledon, my women 10, send out your women friends with you. They understand, but my chicken down like fishermen. Gang said I gotta maintain with all my business. I done created the lane with all my chicken. Quiet here talking about stains with all my chicken. Ain't nothing changed but change for all my chicken. It's a game, gotta maintain with all my chicken. I done created the lane with all my chicken. Still out here talking about stains with all my chicken. Either you up in the way or you with us. We did this on our own. $17,000 sweaters. Knew better to tell my mom it's Margiela. Had the flaws, hitting stains on eBay, making pickups for. Touch my money, then my mama house calls. Young juggling on honor roll. Gotta hide them dollars, can't let mama know. That was when the same again shoe was plotting on me for some weeks. Probably ran up in my crib, and they only took my sneaks. The same chickens up at lunch in middle school, I help them eat. Once I noticed the shoe box with the two racks by the seat. Couldn't even get mad, I used to hit licks too. Back in 06-2,
I take them out as kicks too.
14 made honor roll. 16, I skipped school. 17, got my diploma. 18, I had fees. 7, I had bars. At 8, I had 16. 6 was in the booth because Big Bank had believed. Hitting shorties at 14. Fell in love at 16. Broke hearts. The next year, I was broke at 18. I was broke at 18. Could have sold dope at 18. Got to college. She let me stroke while my roommate was dead asleep. Looking like my father. It's crazy how we barely speak. Met BK. That was brother's mind. Here in LA, I'm a slide. Right after 4 or 5. I've been depressed, I be happy, I be stressed all the time. They made your real friends cause they say yes all the time. Getting this college diploma last night, I wasn't sober. So now I'm up in the morning, just praying with a hangover. I used to wanna be a hover, I used to wanna be cola. I used to wanna be a hover, I used to wanna be.
People say, I'm a typical teen. Half depressed. Half ecstatic, most of my memories suppressed. Not really caring about my past receding, but more worried about getting my superficial thoughts retweeted or likes on the status about the status of my short-lived relationship. But see, I'm not a typical teen. I understand that these forwarded messages are keeping me back. These chain letters are keeping me in chains, bound to the remains of yesterday. But I refuse to be a slave in this form of inception. Different ideas planted in our minds where school feeds us false information about the Emancipation Proclamation. Cause we are not free. We live in the USA, the United Slackers Association. Controlled by the former slave owners who had us harvesting sugar and cotton because they were too sweet and soft to do it themselves. I send the US history class. That's corrupted the history of us. The history that remember me as a king, not property. My memories aren't suppressed. They died on the Amistad. But I can't let this control me. I refuse to be a second generation slave.
Yeah. Said I love for all these niggas be hating me. I can do all things through Hennessy. That's straight. But let's get rich, well. Look, here you go.
Yeah, this for them niggas think they shorty gon' ride with them. As if she ain't with me when she not with you. Think I'm one to play with, but I'm not. Ugging all them niggas that you roll with, I get rocked with you. The Don Dada, you Ron Harper, yeah, you Rod Strickland. I'm rolling with 33 young boys, we Scott Pippen. Let me tell her, I should've been on at 17. Guess my 16s were hot enough. Now Ohana the hottest up. Dope flows, rap medellin. And I got Esco bars for days. I love Ziggins and Limbo with all the bars I raise. I'm the number 23. Don't get Jim carried away. Fresh out of Gotham and that Batman for problems. I Barry Bonds him. Young Giant, I got him. Ziggins never understood. It was more than the music. In the basement, just trying to beat a rap game. Confucius. All these niggas that you glorify, swear they all useless. Wanna dance like Tango, that's fine. I'm Frank Lucas. Shooting them broad day if he think he foolish. Gotta live long, the other dealer had lupus. Yeah, so I do it for Mr. Yes.
Free church to art school. ignorance is bliss. 26 dead, wish I was ignorant to this. 31 school killings ever since Columbine. But most of these victims died before 9. 27 bodies, teachers calmly. Go ahead and hide their kids up in the closet. Dead bodies and the key from being traumatized. When we bring them out to school, make sure they close their eyes. It's crazy, the world is ending slowly. Being real is rare, man, you cannot even trust your homies. Tony killed Manny, Rico killed Mitch. Man, be careful who you with, cause your click might get you hit. Shall I go to the left where ain't nothing right? Or to the right where there's ain't nothing left? From the city consumed by death, a body just rest in peace. Cause I got hit with the peace wherever they rest. No telling really what's next.
Honest might blame ya. She a 10 only when Instagram help her. Cause she look like a star, but only on camera. Look, y'all dudes can't stand us. Don't need to write when my left so nice. Left them all in the dust, that's why my check's so nice. Look, no off days, only floss days. Instagram flexing all down the hallway. Yeah, the flow is dope, come and hit it. Rob you for your iPhone, they go and take selfies with it. Say cheese, hell yeah, say cheese. Get up off my NUT, shout out to Breeze. Shout out to Sha, shout out to Ja, the sky. Man, we gon' get rich before we die. Man, I remember this since the older days. Back when my first single, I was called Flow for Pay. Used to be in the basement, scribbling, writing raps. Studying rappers so I can body them after that. And best believe, man, I'm the coldest when I spit these raps. And ain't nobody ever touching that. Deluxe. I told you it was the last take, man. I remember Cola Green Civic with the sides dented and the sounds in it. Everything has sounded right, but my mixtape in it. Turn the sounds all the way up. I swear to God, you would think that I was signed twice. That was before I became Dilla, when I was up in the basement just trying to be Killer Cam. And Tune was pushing a van. In the studio was a rock band mic that I had just copped off my mans. And the only mastering I had was Audacity. Back when I was still using Rhapsody. To play the songs when I finish, recording in the basement, can't be too loud. You know my mama in the kitchen and the meeting so loud. You can hear when I'm mixing in the background of all of these gems I was spitting. Man, that was before I had started hitting streams. And before I was copping all this gear, honestly wish I would've put more in my career. But I was more focused on making the team that year with them. Ain't make the cut. 40 cent lunch, yes we ain't making enough, making lunch to save a buck.
Oh yeah, 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 so now we back, you feel me, this that young 2020 hour, commercial free hour, with your man DJ Shy, we gonna keep it rolling.
Yeah, 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 it's so hard to know, it's so hard to know.
Oh. Shout out to homie Mike Waves.
What is real?
But baby, you can always follow me. Cause it's
gotta feel me.
I've been grinding so hard, body begging for sleep. Up for 3 days straight, then lost track of the week. It seemed like every day Thursday to me. It seemed like every day early to me. Only put half up in the music, and this is just how I sound. Imagine if all my time was into it. Talk about dropping now, my friends get sketchy as hell. They only want me to stay cause they're scared that I fail. Convos with BK, he and Kelly now. More talks with Tune, the last time he sat me down. He told me that I was what the game needed. And the crazy thing, man, I believe. Man, I'm so confident, so self-conscious. I'm such a contradiction, and I'm so honest. Man, I'm so arrogant, but I'm so modest. Besides this, couldn't tell you how my mind's supposed to function. And I don't go to functions. And if I do, it's cause I'm trying to stroke the shorty. Probably really just threw the function. Couple minutes, man, I'm rambling now. But I ain't really got no option, like I'm scrambling now. Talking to Shy the other day, how I was in love with Joe. And how bad I hurt to realize that it couldn't work no more. Last week I talked to Nay and told her that I love Lola. And how she came over and realized she was too good for me. And last summer seems the world wasn't good for me. And Yomi came in town and I felt I wasn't good enough. And she perfect too, and she worth it too, and deserve it too. Said I'm way too good at picking out good girls. I noticed that, I noticed a lot. I noticed I got little cousins that look up to me like I'm all that they got. That's how I look at Tune. It's crazy how I'm in that spot.
I think I got one more before I get out of here. It's my part right here.
And baby, you can always count.
Yo. Got one more for him. Let me get out of here. Cool. Yeah.
And don't you say no.
Yeah.
And don't you say no. And don't you say no.
Play a song, cry too much.
And don't you say no.
Try not to cry too much.
And don't you say no.
I mean, you wasn't dumb. You wasn't blind to
and
it.
Don't you say no.
But you ain't want to put your mind to
and
it. I mean... Even your mom knew it. Like, what's that one boy you was with? He was fine too. And he was just on your mind too. Damn, she had to remind you. She like, fam, why you tripping? Like, when you get so distant, she like, it's old girl, isn't it? Said, I knew something was fishy. Cause see, now you don't notice me. Oh, so that's where your focus be. One question, do you love her though?
And don't you say no.
And don't you say no to me. I need that hair now, I need that road game, bring it back from the soul. Said I need that fist fight, get in before street light. Come on or damn near just don't come home. Said I need that grass stain, I need that rough and tumble. Kill a man at my man's house before we knew the struggle. Back when $5 was 2 weeks pay, and we'll go to the store and blow it all in the day. This before the taxes just take too much when you move to the birds. But you know that the hood got love for you. Back when big homies throw fish, not slug for you. Had to convince your friends to come to the bar with you. Need that blue mystic, please. Flame of hot some cheese. Fruity for 40 cents a piece. Bumping 50 cent while I'm in the Honda with B. Riding down the street, head out the window and scream.
Say as hell, screaming, give me body while I'm whipping it. deck, tell them watch me jam. And I got cookies and apple juice. All while I'm pushing the skill again. Hot to fam, cause I'm illa man, nobody illa dead. Paying for attention, man, I'm better just riddling. Flow tight, I squeeze your life. She get religious, playing Jesus, walks Jesus Christ. I say, welcome to the land of mighty Dallas. My bro hit the blow after Salah, like, all blazes due to Allah. Honestly, you don't really want no problems, cause dear Lord, I don't say too much. I be hunting these rappers, I don't pray too much. I'm about to blow up, I tell them my time is now. They flow doo-doo, I eat them up like noodles. Who rhyming now? These good raps, my nigga, and these good raps. Over here, my nigga, and these good raps.
From cardio kickboxing to spinning, from boot camp to dance, whatever your workout preference, the group fitness programs at The Ray have tons of offerings to get your blood pumping. With more than 65 classes offered weekly, try the dance fitness phenomenon Zumba or get your abs.
As a 17-year-old boy, there's not much I can tell you about the future because honestly, it's just as a new experience for you as it is to me. I'm not here to tell you about the steps to become, to conquer the world or you know, because truthfully, I'm searching for answers just as you are. I am no different than any one of you sitting down. To be quite honest, I'm terrified of what the world has for me. And I can only be curious of where I'll be 10 years from now. But what I do know is that any goals you have, ASAP has prepared us properly to achieve them. Malcolm X once said, education is a passport to the future. For tomorrow, it's for the people who prepare for today. HF is ranked top 3% in the entire country. We are well prepared for what the future will bring us. Being here, walking these hallways, being with our classmates, learning from this faculty, has taught us to become better individuals and has made us a class of leaders. A group of people ready to fight off whatever the world may give to us. We know how it feels to have lost and bounced back. We've been taught success and we know what that feels like. When our football team became ranked after beating Stevenson, that's what success feels like. When a basketball team or a baseball team beat Marion, that's what success feels like. When track, palms, water polo are qualified for state, that's what success feels like. The amazing performances from clubs like DECA, the level of excellence from the orchestra and the Viking Choir, and the compassion and service shown by the Key Club and Rachel Challenge, that's what success feels like. I don't know much about the future, but I do know that these moments of success are only a glimpse of the happiness that's yet to come. We are the graduating class of 2013. We made it. And this is only... only a small piece of what success feels like. And we should all look forward to the future because this is only a snippet of the greatness yet to come.
What is up, y'all? This is the Fifth Element Hip Hop Show. Myself, Gerardo in the building, and then we got the homie in here. He's already in awe. What's up, M-Dot?
Yo, what's good?
What's good, bro?
That's really
How's
good.
It to relive 4 years ago?
That's crazy. That's super wild. Like, I know exactly where I was at in life, and I'm nowhere near there. So that's, like, really cool.
That's what's up.
Man.
So, I mean, obviously, in that piece you talk about success, you've had a lot of major success in the last few years itself. But before we get to any of the stuff you've been doing now, we got to talk about the genesis of FemDot.
Yeah.
So, where do you originate? How did you get into music? What are some influences? All the like basic stuff that we got to cover.
Started rapping when I was 6 years old. Recorded my first song for like this community center called Family Focus. The song was called "What You Want to Be When You Grow Up." What? That was the hook. Like, what you want to be when you grow up? What? Anyway. So I was heavily influenced. My brother, my oldest brother, used to rap, and he was like the GOAT. and like I wanted to be like him. Mm-hmm. So I started rapping, and then like the song Dead Presidents had came on one day on like BT Now, you know, like before, you know, when they used to just show videos, mm-hmm. like on Saturdays at like 11 to 3. And I seen that video and I was like, yeah. And my brother was such a big Jay-Z fan, and I was like, yeah, I gotta do that. And that's pretty much where it started. My nickname, Femdot, the name is a nickname. It comes from my siblings.
It comes from Estat?
No, it comes from my siblings. It comes from, yeah, like we have multiple stories, but the one that kind of sticks is the whole like Estat Carter, you dig? Uh-huh. Like, and then like I always wanted to be a CEO like of my own company, and I was always, you know, everybody, we lived in a Rockefeller household, so
got
it kind of became like Lil Femdot, and then like a couple of my homies heard it and it just like stuck. And yeah, I've been Femdot since. So it's like not like I went through like name switches. I've mm-hmm. always been Femdot pretty much. But yeah, like Hov, Tribe Called Quest a lot. Pretty much, I didn't even listen to music circa like 2007 mm-hmm. until like 2009. Well, unless like Gucci and like Lil Wayne, because mm-hmm. like they were, you know, they were legendary. But for the most part, like it was pretty much like memorized Illmatic at like, mm-hmm. like 8, got Reasonable Doubt for my like 9th birthday, or actually those are switched, but
that's what's up.
Yeah,
so you've been making a lot of noise the last, what I want to say, 1 or 2 years,
something like that, a splash, a little bit.
Alright, so when did you feel specifically that you made that turn and started getting on people's radars? Because I feel like, I mean, you mentioned that you've been making music. Your first project you dropped when you were 13?
I dropped like little joints like in like elementary school that I like sell like on CDs and stuff uh-huh. like that in like 6th, 7th grade. But my first project I put online I just turned 14. Uh-huh. It's called Missions. I remember because I recorded like 5 songs after that, after I seen Rocky Fresh perform, mm-hmm. which was like the first concert I've ever been to.
What show was that?
Rocky Fresh came back and performed in my high school.
And he graduated from Flossmoor, right?
Yeah, so he came back performing in high school, and like my brother knew him and stuff, so it was super cool like to meet him and stuff. And like, yeah, that was the first concert I ever went to. And then after that, I like finished the rest. I had like 5 songs left mm-hmm. on that mixtape. I finished it that night, and then like put it out later on.
So it's been a rapid, I would say, increase. How do you feel like you've developed from those initial stages to now? Whether it be like philosophically, what has your just a lot of the stuff you've written on then still pertain to what you're writing about now?
In a sense, I mean, my music kind of always has been a reflection of whatever I have going on. Mm-hmm. Now it's a little more introspective, and now, like, even then, I kind of go back in time a lot more, too, and speak on, like, previous things, because I couldn't really... I'm a concept person, so I will always have concepts for songs and things of that sort. But sometimes I know I'm not lyrically or not there to write about it yet. Like, I'm just not there. So there are certain songs that I would have that I'm talking about, mm-hmm. you know, situation in the past that I couldn't speak on, whether just because I was in my mama crib mm-hmm. or, you know what I'm saying, or just simply because I just didn't know how to write it and make it, like, hot. So it's been a massive amount of growth. I owe a lot of it actually to, like, Young Chicago authors, because I did Louder Than a Bomb. I did Spoken Word. So I did Spoken Word when I was, like, 16, mm-hmm. and it completely changed my life.
You still do Spoken Word, right?
Yeah, from time to time. I rap mostly, but from time to time.
You put out a piece.
Yeah.
What's the one piece you wrote specifically? I'm blanking on the name, but it's something New Slaves.
Oh, Second Generation Slaves.
Second Generation
That's
Slaves.
That's the first spoken word piece I've ever
you
written.
You ever
in
wrote?
My life. Ever.
That did you ever perform that?
That's the one I performed at Louder Than a Bomb, and it did really well, actually. I actually did really well with that. And I was like the highest score on my team or stuff. It was super cool. And yeah, that was the first spoken word piece I ever wrote. I still perform that from time to time. But yeah, That was a turning point, especially performance wise, because mm-hmm. Like with spoken words, you have to embody what you're saying and make sure every word sticks. So like I kind of took that and applied that to performance as well. So like I'm real theatrical.
Hey, it's all good. Early influences within hip hop. Who were you listening to growing up?
Hov, Nas, Big Morpher Flow Scheme, really just Hov, Nas, Little Brother. A lot of Little Brother, like Fonte is super dope. And then, yeah, really just Hov, Nas, Fonte, Ye, like early Ye. And then like Tribe, Called Quest, a lot. And then after that, you get like a bunch of randoms, like the Farside, or like, you know what I'm saying, De La Soul, or like Special Ed. I had special Ed's first album. Like all the Bad Boy joints. Mm. Literally like anything pretty much from 87 to 97 ish from like the ages of like 6 to 13 is pretty much all I was listening to.
Dope. Production wise, you sample a lot of, I would want to say, R&B, soulful joints.
Yeah.
So is that something you also add to your repertoire?
I'm the fifth member of Jodeci, Loki.
Oh, for okay. Yeah, respect.
Like, on the inside. Like the D in Jodeci is for Dilla. Like yeah. The D is for me. But yeah, I wanted to sing when I was younger at first.
Gotcha.
And then like my voice dropped and that kind of was over with. And my sister sings. I have another brother who can sing very well and they always sing around the house. So like R&B is actually like damn near my favorite genre of music. Which is crazy because I love hip hop with all my heart and soul, but it's a special place in my heart for R&B.
That's what's up.
So you'll hear a lot of samples and a lot of influences from that because I just love that music, especially like New Jack Swing, like a Jodeci, SWV, or things of that sort. Like those are super hot.
Dope. I feel like that's something that's definitely kind of separated you from a lot of other cats in the city of Chicago. Your production, mm-hmm. It's very soulful, it's powerful. But I feel like the samples and what you pick specifically has kind of created that buzz for you.
Mm-hmm.
Production, I feel like production and then the lyricism, obviously you have that background in spoken word, has definitely pushed you. But for me, when I first heard you, I feel like that's the first thing that stuck out, production and your lyrical zeal.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah. I mean, All the productions in house is all done by my friends, mm-hmm. which is really cool. Cause then like now I can't be whack, cause like can't be whack on your beat. You're mm-hmm. my friend, like so it's kind of still sharpened steels in a sense. It's like yeah, like they're all the homies.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just gotta level now. Like so they make beats with the anticipation that I have to level up in order to use them. So like that's really cool.
That's what's up. And a lot of the topics you talk about are definitely very important as well. Black masculinity, obviously being a young black man in the inner city or just a young black man in general,
mm-hmm.
in the United States. So for you, how tough or agonizing has it become tackling a lot of these issues when we have a lot of things that are going on in our country on a daily basis?
It's heavy. Like it weighs on the heart heavy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And especially as I get older, and start realizing just like a lot, I have to unteach myself a lot of things that I thought about, for instance, like black masculinity or mm-hmm. just like what it is to be in certain situations. And then just how I'm viewed in the media and the mm-hmm. world and just for being a black man. It's just like it's just heavy on the heart, like to see stuff like that mm-hmm. and to see justification for so many killings and mistreatment and things mm-hmm. of that sort. It weighs on the heart heavy, and I'm glad I'm able to write about it because I don't really know what else I would mm-hmm. do. But just everything from just, you know what I'm saying, just the literal black struggle universally, globally, mm-hmm. And even just like my own struggle just between like being black and then but also being a first generation African. So mm-hmm. it's like, am I black enough? Am I African enough? Mm-hmm. And it's like the separation between the two. And then just even like in the terms like masculinity, just like unlearning a lot of these like misogynist ways and things mm-hmm. of that sort, which is like, it's so much. And it's just like, sometimes like I get lost in my thoughts. So I'm just really happy I can write mm-hmm. about them or else it would really be over with.
So you kind of already mentioned the intersections of blackness, whether you're too black or you're not enough.
Yeah.
Whether you're too African, you're black. Yeah. You're Nigerian, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's also Independence Day.
Yeah,
today,
yeah.
Right?
Shout out Independence Day. I'm 130% Nigerian.
How has that impacted your music, or what are some of the things specifically about Nigerian culture that people may not be up on?
So Yoruba, we're super hot. We're rarer than like everything. And yeah, I listen to a lot of Fela. My dad played a lot of Fela coming up, who's like the Michael Jackson of Africa.
Got you.
Like all of Africa.
Fela Kuti.
Yeah, he's a true.
Production's fan. Amazing.
Yeah. Magnificent. And I think that kind of just played into how I am as a just how I am as like how I think about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Just hearing that in the background maybe even plays a part with instrumentality that I hear in others' music and stuff, because I felt like when he played the sax, he was live drums and everything. And
played everything, dude.
Yeah, and he has super, and his energy was crazy. So as I got older, I kind of realized like, okay, he's actually super mega hot. And yeah, just being African in general, just, I don't know, just kind of puts you in a situation where you have to, like, you got to flex on mm-hmm. everyone.
What are some cultural values that you have gotten from Nigerian culture that you still use today?
Humility. Nigerian culture is very humble, and that's something that's underrated. Like, it may come off as like something else, mm-hmm. but it's very humble. It's meant to humble you. You're gonna humble yourself real quick, and I feel like because of that, I don't really take too much or think too much of anything, like, because mm-hmm. it could all be taken away from me quite quickly. So humility. The biggest thing that mm-hmm. has stuck with me more than anything else.
For sure. Going back to music, you're often quoted as calling yourself Femme Dilla.
Yeah.
So what is the impact of J Dilla, Sir Yancey, as you quoted in your lyrics?
He's one of the biggest influences, like, ever. Like, first of all, he's a cheat code when it comes to beats. And yeah, like, I don't know where I would be at if I didn't hear J Dilla beats. I just wish I was, you know, hot enough for when he was alive to get on one that wouldn't have been out already. And people started calling me like Dilla, just like as a nickname, mm-hmm. a lot. And I keep that kind of just like in remembrance of him. But I have to level up now, because I can't have Dilla in my name and be whack. Like, that's blatantly disrespectful. So, yeah.
That's what's up. So going back to Chicago hip hop, mm-hmm. How have you seen the progression of the music scene here in the city of Chicago?
It's beautiful. It's so many variations. You have some like a Mick, a Saba, you have a Keith, you have a Dirk, you have a, Beach Jesus. You have every type of music you want.
Genre, subgenre within.
Subgenre, yeah. It's beautiful, man. Like, I know when I was younger, I was like, man, I don't really drill, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know how I feel about it or whatever. But I get it. Like, I understand it. Plus, hotness is hotness. And I get it. I understand what they're talking about and why they're going through what they're going through. And then as I got older and kind of just started looking, it's like, it's all beautiful, bro. Like, the fact that everyone is this talented, mm-hmm. It's not fair. Like, it's really not fair. Like, it's wonderful. So... I love the way Chicago is going, and it has no signs of slowing mm-hmm. down, which is actually scary. I just can't see us losing. Like, I can't. So I love the state that Chicago's in right now.
That's what's up. So with that being said, how have you been able to separate yourself from your peers?
Just been trying to work harder than everyone else. Like, I'm not the one to be like, man, I've been slept on, blah, blah, blah. If I just work harder than everyone else, I wouldn't have to deal with it. So,
what's up?
In order to separate myself, I just have to outwork everybody all the time.
What do you think is an issue within the Chicago hip-hop scene that might need to improve?
Just the idea of community, which is something that's helped because it's been improved greatly through the past mm-hmm. couple of years. But just the idea of community, really, is pretty crucial.
So we definitely have an understanding that not only are you a rapper, but you're also a student.
Yeah.
So Gerardo over here got a few questions for you.
Okay, word.
So I love how you mentioned the fact that you like come to your classes or you meet these people and then next thing you know, they're suddenly in your class and you're asking them for your notes. So like, how does it feel, just, you know, how do you handle that life of being a successful rapper and a successful student? Like, how do you balance those two out? How do you manage to find the time to not only write your lyrics and record your music and put out all these awesome projects, as well as doing whatever projects and essays and, you know, studying for tests? How do you manage to do all that?
Yeah, I don't sleep at all, really. I guess that's the greatest answer I can give. And just it kind of keeps me humble in a way, though, because it's like, yeah, like, these songs are cool or whatever. Like, y'all really like me. That's mm-hmm. cool. Because, like, I was just in class. Like, I just, you know, came from the studio, but I just left a 3-hour lab. So it's like, it kind of keeps me at a point where it's like, it's level-headed in a sense. It's extra at a point in time. It's exhausting, but it's dope, man. Like, it's super dope. But yeah, don't sleep. I get like 3 hours of sleep a night, maybe 4 max.
Lil Durk actually just recently announced that he was going to start at ISU within the upcoming year to do like computer engineering.
Oh, yeah, Lil Bibby.
Lil Durk or Lil Bibby?
Lil Bibby, yeah.
Yeah, Lil Bibby.
Is he going straight to ISU, or is he going to do community college first, then
said,
ISU?
He said they was trying to just
give him a scholarship?
Yeah.
So, like, knowing that Lil Bibby, and then I believe J. Cole graduated from college. Yeah,
he graduated from a Vincentian University.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from St. John's.
St. John's, New
York.
What
do you think the importance is in, you know, a rapper or somebody within this genre to go to college? Do you think it would shape them for the better, or?
I feel like it's just showing people that you can be anything you want to be. That's the reason, my motivation kind of for staying. Plus, I have like an overall plan later on, but more or less the fact that like rappers are smarter than you think they are, you know, and just going through school kind of shows that, like, it's hard or whatever, but like just the idea, like, you got to drop out to do this, or you know, like, you're not, just the idea that artists aren't educated,
mm-hmm.
is something that kind of gets thrown out the window when I come to you with a college degree. So I feel like that's something that's really cool, especially like just in the way black men are perceived in the media, especially rappers in general. Like, all these thugs, these blah, blah, blah. Like, shorty, I got a whole degree, though. Like, you feel me? Like, you can't, I don't know what you're talking about. So it's really cool, man. Like, to say the least, it's really cool just to know that, like, that I would have a degree. It's been a lot figuring it out. Like, I damn near drop out every day, but I don't. So, but yeah, just the idea, like, yeah, like, man, these rappers do more than rap. Like, I'm not expendable. You know, you can't just toss me out when mm-hmm. you feel like my music's not hot enough, because I'm talented in way, way more ways than one.
And I know you mentioned the fact that you, like, damn near drop out every day. So, like, what keeps you motivated to not drop out? What keeps you motivated to just keep going with the music, keep going with school, and, you know, what wakes you up every day and makes you realize, all right.
My alarm wakes me up every day, but... just the idea, like, I've been doing it too long now, and I said I was gonna finish, so I'm gonna finish. Like, literally, it's like, that's the room. Like, I'm big on execution and big mm-hmm. on, like, so, like, I said I was gonna finish. Like, I came here to finish, so I'm gonna finish. Like, it's pretty much, like, it's not like, and I have, like, plans, like, to do down the line. I do want to teach, like, when rap's all said and done. Maybe, like, rap good enough to get an honorary doctorate somewhere or something, try to teach or something. But, for the most part, like, I said I was going to do it. So, like, if I didn't do it, then, you know, I'd have been lying to myself. So.
I know Adan previously mentioned that you'd visited Penn State, I believe.
I actually went there my first year. I went there my first year of college, and it was super cool, and met some people that, like, changed my life. But I couldn't rap like I wanted to there, so that's how I came end up at DePaul. And, so I go back from time to time. Some of the people come out here. I was able to build connections and stuff like that out there, and it's really dope. If I was out there, I would have never made this project King Dilla, which means I would have never found this alter ego, which means I would have never leveled up. So it's all for a purpose. But yeah, Penn State's cool. Shout out to Gang and them out there.
So what made you specifically come to DePaul? Like, what were some of the besides Chicago, living in the city of Chicago, what were some things about DePaul specifically that attracted you to the school?
I got in. That's one.
Okay, biggest one, right?
Biggest one, true. And it was a school in which I could be here but still be on the move. It's such a big commuter school mm-hmm. that, like, I could still move around like I want to. And yeah, man, I was really, really, that was the main too. Like, it didn't really matter if I went to here or UIC or whatever. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just needed to be back in the city and do what I needed to do. So ended up working out in my favor. So I'm glad I'm here now. Like, it fits exactly what I want to do. I mean, like, the quarters are kind of stressful, midterms are stressful, all the other jazz. But, you know, it is what it is.
You mentioned you're always in the move. A lot of the things that you've been recently been doing has actually been doing shows,
yeah,
concerts. A lot of it is it through Red Bull Sound Select?
Some are through Red Bull Sound Select, or just a connect, or just mm-hmm. like, you know, like, people I would meet at Red Bull. Others are just through people just reaching out to book.
So how's that experience been? I think you mentioned you were in Denver. Where else?
Yeah, I was in Denver, and then I came back. I was here for like a day, went straight to the library, and then left and went to New York.
So how has that been, though, like, touring different cities? How has the response been to your music outside of City Chicago?
It's been cool. It's crazy. People come up to me like, yeah, bro, you bringing that real back or whatever. I'm like, oh, thanks. I mean, I think real is still here, but thanks. Just people like, yeah. Like, especially when I speak on a lot of mm-hmm. stuff that's, like, strictly Chicago, but people can resonate based on the emotion and the feeling that's in the music. So that's super cool. Yeah.
What's your favorite venue to perform at?
I really like the sound in Reggie's. But Bottom Lounge was cool. I haven't performed at Double Door yet, and I really want to, but I feel like I'm going to in the next month or two. So that should be fun. But as of right now, I guess my favorite personal venue would probably be Reggie's.
Reggie's, what has been your favorite show so far? And who's also been on that bill?
The Soulja Boy show I did in Denver last year. Well, in May. That was interesting, to say the least. And it was cracking, though. It was my first Red Bull show, and it was super dope. It was a lot of fun.
Did you actually get to meet Soulja Boy?
Yeah. Just like briefly, like, just like, yo, what's good? What's good? What's cracking, bro? Blah, blah. It was real short, and he seemed cool.
That's what's up. I mean, we mentioned kind of before we went on the air, you have been aligned to a lot of people. One of those guys is Martin Sky. So if you could say something to Martin Sky, what would you tell Martin Sky?
When the project dropping.
Yeah. I didn't really know that, because from what I know, Martin Sky, I know him for like a lot of the pro guy joints where it's kind of like drill bass, trap.
Yeah.
I didn't know he could throw it on with some like some boom bap soulful joints.
Man, bro, Martin got bars, and he his old production. I mean, I see the progression. I get it. His 808s are stupid. No, he got it. Like, he got it on the boom bap joints too. No, he was nice. But he's still nice with it too. Like, yeah. he can switch it up if he wants to. And that's, people don't know that though. So, but he can switch it up when he wants to.
He's raw. Who else in the city of Chicago do you have on your radar as people that you listen to or want to collab with?
Saba, Mick, my homie Ohana Bam, he's super dope. I rock with Logan. Logan's cool. Really, anyone in Chicago, No Name's really dope. I'm trying to see who else. It's a lot. It's a lot of people. Pretty much Chance, obviously. Joey Perp's really dope. The Eye Drops project is really dope. It's a lot of people in the city of Chicago who I think are just really good at what they do. Mm-hmm. Aaron Allen Kane, she's a really dope singer. It's a lot of people who I think is really dope.
So, what's the next step for you?
Working on a full length called Delacrim. That's pretty much where
the second one?
Yeah.
Because you got the first one, right?
Yeah. So that's pretty much my next, that's my baby. I've been working on that every day. But yeah, so that's what's next. That's what's next, honestly. Delacrim, getting some more videos out, getting some more shows, probably headline in Chicago sometime soon. That'd be fun. If it sell out, I might tweak. I might tweak. Because if I see all them people in there and they're there for me, I'm a tweak. I'm a look at the crowd like, hey, like I'm a tweak, I swear to God.
What has been one of the biggest goals you've been able to reach so far?
You said the biggest what?
One of the biggest goals you've been able to reach so far.
It was a couple. One, like, I remember specifically, like, in one of my songs when I was 16, I was like, you know, maybe I just need one more line to get my name on Fake Short Drive or Two Double Party Post Me or something like that. Mm-hmm. And now Andrew is, like, in my contacts. Like, Andrew Barber, I talk to him all the time.
That's what's up.
So that's interesting. Turning 21, that was a goal. So that happened. And, I hit like 50,000 plays. I had my first like 50,000 plays on a song, which is really cool. And especially because it was a song I didn't even expect that was going to do that well. So it was really cool. I think that was a big one. And even just like people in Europe, like reaching out, like, your music's dope. Or even just really my performance is the biggest thing that I've growth though. Like, the fact that I know, if I'm gonna give you a good show, which is something I've been working on. Cause I don't, as you can see, like, if I'm not rapping or something, I'm not really that loud. I'm not really that extra or whatever. So like, to convey all of this through not alter ego, but I guess like to make my performance be something that captivates people's attention is something that's really, really like critical. And I think that was huge. I remember my oldest brother used to always say, like, man, your raps were dope, but you gotta speak up, bro. So now I speak up.
So now you speak up.
Yeah.
5 years from now, what do you see yourself at?
Touring.
Touring?
Touring.
Probably. 10 years from now.
10 years from now, I'll be what, 31? Still be rapping. Maybe on my what, 6th album?
Okay. Respect.
Probably on my 6th album rapping. Hopefully I would have an honorary doctorate by then, but if not, you know, just rapping, touring.
What do you want to get a doctorate in?
I don't know yet. I gotta figure that out. But it will either be like, I mean, maybe I'll go back, cause my major is health science, like in bio. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll go back, do some science stuff, or maybe not. I don't know. I just want them to give me something. I just want them to give me a piece of paper I can give my mama that say I'm a doctor.
That's what's up. Why should people invest in FemDot? Or continue to invest in FemDot?
I feel like more or less because the emotion is there, you can hear the passion. I feel like that's really it. Like, it's, you can hear that I enjoy and I feel what I'm doing. And the day I stop, you stop hearing that, you're going to stop investing in me. So.
For sure. So before we head out, you want to get on some bars? You want to spit something real quick, even if it's a spoken word piece?
We can do it real quick, sure. Let me just go. Just go at it. Just go ahead and just tap it
you
in.
You want
headphones?
Yeah,
on.
Get the headphones on real quick.
All right, cool.
We'll cue this up for you.
All right, bet.
Let me know if I got to adjust anything.
Oh, man, you got super.
Hold on, give me a second. All right, try to say something real quick.
Check.
Do I need to bring it up from yours?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Look. I said I had a padlock on my keys. It wasn't fair, I used to hit dudes with the lock on my key. Said we ain't fight fair, so probably why they just found me. Cause you know that every time I had the lock on my keys, said it was right there. Cause going home without it would just cause my father anger. That was sixth grade, the same time I was in love with Whitney Granger. I mean, she was probably still in love with Trevor, but it's just cool, whatever, I'm not tripping. I said, man, I'm not gonna trip. I wish I still had the confidence that I had back in 06. Back when love was just a kiss and we was playing Kiss Kiss, you know, Chris Brown dropped Kiss Kiss, so you know just what this is. I mean, well, now, man, they just probably done tried my life twice. Dudes probably tried to up a knife twice, and I'm still here. Just to bring that real here, something that you can feel here. And if you trip, man, we still here. We probably might jump him like leap, yeah, if he's still there.
Oh, the beat's up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I got one more, and then we got the gym. Yo. Look, I said Dilla out here out rapping dudes, man, I swear you should've known better. Said your favorite rapper couldn't get Def Jam Vendetta. Them dudes that you idolize, that they gonna just meet demise. That you better just go and hide, or you gonna just lose their life. Cause I bully dudes like ride him as if he had never died. If he got juice, okay, that's fine, and throw him by the riverside. I'm saying I'm talking to a made man. Better look me in the eyes when you speak or get fired in your teeth. It's just me and my homies, I swear the industry's shady. Meeting with labels, they trying to convince me to underpay me. I'm so anti-AI when it come to the practice. Been doing this since Alice A. Hampton and Miss Jones classes. I mean, yeah, it sounds like.
All right, so where can people reach you at, bro?
Femdot.com. It's all spelled out. Find me everywhere there. Twitter, Instagram, Black People Meet.
okay.
Yeah, everything. And then femdelacreme.com, where you can find me at.
Social media?
So my social media is femdot.com, all spelled out. And then my own website is femdelacreme.com.
Dope. What are some things that you have coming up that people can check out?
I have a show with J.R. Woods October 15th at Refuge Live, and I'll have another show I'll announce soon. That's what I got coming up right now. Some more music, some more videos. So, yeah.
For sure. We want to thank you for your time. We also want to re-invite you in the future. If you have something dropping,
definitely
come through. You already know. It's myself, Gerardo. Ali, which is our new co-host, is going to be in the building very soon as well. So we definitely want to thank you for your time. It's a Saturday. We know you're busy.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're grinding, you're pushing, you're doing it for yourself and people around you, we definitely appreciate. We definitely want to showcase as much as we can. And, I mean, you're one of the guys that we have on our radar, so we definitely want to show love. And we appreciate that you said yes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people told us, nah.
Nah, man. I go here. Like, why not come through? You feel me? So appreciate y'all. Thank you.
So most definitely. So thank you. We want to thank everybody for tuning in on this Saturday. Gloomy, but hopefully we gave you some positivity. Hopefully empowered you to do something better. This man gets 3 hours of sleep and always grinds every day. So you probably get 8 and are still on the couch chilling. So with that being said, we want to thank you. We want to also advise you, if you haven't checked out the Luke Cage series, check that out. Really dope series. And then next week, we don't have any guests confirmed. The week after that, the 15th, we have the Whoevers. So Stay tuned. A lot of dope hip hop. After week after that, we got Pursuit of Dopeness. So a lot of dope stuff here in the Fifth Element, obviously giving you as much knowledge as possible. So with that being said, we out. Okay.